Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Why so serious? Let's put a smile on that face.
And I'll tell you something else about the spring and summer of 2020. If there was a face or an image that goes with the looting that took place last week in Chicago, it's maybe that clown, maybe that Joker. I mean, that's from The Dark Knight, right? But you've probably heard the story of this Timothy O'Donnell, who's been charged in federal court with setting a police car on fire. He had the mask on. He had this really creepy look, frankly, with or without the mask. I hope you're not listening, but it's not a good look. And it appears as though, based on photographs, he comes up to what is an already vandalized squad car, lights a match or drops something in there and puts it into the gas tank, sets the thing on fire. And then, because now he's in a cool movie and he's an action star, he then goes over to the curb and casually smokes a cigarette while the flames are in the background. It looks just like a scene from a movie. It was our reality. The world noticed. In fact, some people thought, well, you ought to be able to find somebody that peculiar or particular looking. But of course, when he takes the mask off, you don't know what he looks like underneath. Jason Meisner has been writing about this, though. Hey, Jason, haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been?
I'm okay. Thanks. Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that. But then he takes off the mask and the pictures reveal, okay, his face, but there was something else that was telltale about him, right, Jason? What was that?
Yeah, unfortunately for him, he had decided to get his neck tattooed right in front, across his Adam's apple. In capital letters, it says pretty. So although he had this Joker mask on, you could clearly see in the photographs and in his a mugshot that had been taken of him during a different arrest a couple years ago, that the tattoos match up. And I think it was pretty easy for the cops to link him to this particular crime after that. Although he was arrested by CPD, he was charged federally with arson, so he's now in the federal court system and facing mandatory minimum 5 years in federal prison if convicted, and up to 20.
Boy, how does he not get convicted? Didn't he admit to having set the car on fire?
That's what the criminal complaint says, yes. They went to arrest him, I believe, on Tuesday, and he did admit that that was me wearing the mask in a statement to law enforcement.
So I don't know how he gets out of it. I don't know how these things go. Sometimes they're negotiated and there's a plea. But
I talked to his lawyer. It's very early in the proceedings, but it's a tough statute, is what his lawyer Mike Leonard told me. It would be difficult for him to get out of this. I think it's a bargaining. At this point, you bargain for the best outcome for your client. He might be able to work something out. He has no criminal record, is what I've learned. We haven't been able to find anything. His lawyer confirms that. So with that in mind, he might be able to plea bargain this down to a lesser charge and hope for something less than 5 years.
Anybody said why he did that?
Not yet. I mean, like I said, he's going to have a detention hearing tomorrow where his lawyer will argue that he deserves to be out on bond. But what I'm told so far, and I haven't been able to find anything contradicting this, he's not a member of any radical group. He's never been arrested before doing anything at any kind of protest. He's not. He's never been, accused of being anti-police or lashing out at police officers. So there's no indication, what brought him to that scene at 200 North State Street on Saturday afternoon.
Afternoon,
broad daylight.
Afternoon, mind you.
Yeah. With photographers everywhere, even
right.
he even allegedly posed. It's a crazy picture. He's wearing the Joker mask. He's posing for a photograph right in front of the cop car, which is really engulfed in flames at that point. And then later, he's, like you said, I think you said this before, he's photographed sitting near the scene with a flaming car in the background rolling a cigarette. So he was not exactly running from the scene and trying not to be seen. So what we don't know at this point. what his motivations were, other than he was swept up in what was happening.
Jason Meissner's on the phone line, Chicago Tribune reporter, talking about this masked rioter. So that's upsetting in a number of ways. I don't know if I'd prefer this to be a career criminal who had a grudge against the cops or some agenda, right? I mean, at least that might explain something. You could predict that. What's really been upsetting, Jason, is how random it was, how opportunistic. I know the mayor loves to remind us that she thinks a lot of the mayhem was quote-unquote organized. I'm not having much of that, but I'm also troubled by the notion then that people would say, hey, there's a riot going on. I think I'll set a squad car on fire and then smoke a cigarette by the scene. I mean, who are these people, man?
I think there is there's an effort behind the scenes, obviously, to try to figure out, is there any organization? You have several different things going on at the same time. You have your opportunistic looters.
Yeah.
You have people who are obviously anti-police. We had this other kid, Matthew Rupert, charged before the Joker Man. He was charged with coming up from Galesburg. Actually, he drove to Minneapolis first, allegedly, and filmed himself on Facebook Live. He put it on Facebook saying, we're going here to riot. He can allegedly be seen. I watched the videos. He can be seen on the video handing out homemade bombs to people in the crowd saying, throw this at the cops.
Yeah, he was petitioning people. I'm going to go up. Who wants to come with me? Let's bomb some stuff. I mean,
right. And now that guy, if you look into his background, dozens of arrests, including for resisting police, manufacture, possession of methamphetamine. His Facebook is very anti-cop, especially the Galesburg police. He and his brother, Christopher, who was also arrested but charged with misdemeanors over the weekend, he and his brother, Christopher, seem to, from their social media, have it in for the cops. They're taunting them online.
Yeah.
So in that case, kind of a little bit more understandable how they ended up at the scenes of these this mayhem, but for Timothy O'Donnell, it remains to be seen, I guess you could say.
Timothy O'Donnell, the guy again in the Joker mask on Saturday here in Chicago. So you said, when is he going to get charged?
He has a detention hearing tomorrow at federal court downtown. It'll be by phone because, of course, everything's still shut down because of the coronavirus. So his lawyer tells me that, he's going to ask for bond. Prosecutors say he's a danger to the community.
Got that right. I'll tell you what. So when I get to be king, this guy goes to jail. You want a bargain? Fine. It could be 5 years or 20. How about we do, 9.5, maybe 14, something like that. I understand that sometimes prosecutors and judges are interested in setting examples, right? So, let's be fair to everybody. Would you do this to everybody? I don't know. But guess what? You go to jail for about 20 years. You can go to jail for 20 years for all I care. And the other thing that just troubled me, just shocked me in a way, Jason, is at the end of your story, you write about 90 city vehicles, mostly police cars, were damaged in the violence. 90. 20, you say, were destroyed. I know that, we can buy more cars, but that just shows the measure of indifference and violence that was out there this weekend.
Right. We've had now had 4 or 5 days worth of cases coming through the various courts. And so we've seen they run the gamut, really. Like I said, for looters, blue collar people, no criminal records, caught looting.
Right.
But then you have people with long records. They have their felons. They have guns on them. We've had 5 people now charged in federal court who were arrested either for violating the curfew or they were at the scene of a store that had been broken into, and they had guns on them, and they're already felons. So
that's another easy one for me when I get to be jail, but I'm not yet. Jason Meissner is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Keep doing what you're doing, Jason, and if you don't mind, I'll follow up with you on this story, okay?
Yeah, please do. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Have a good time.